this morning. Someone called up and asked about how I finally unloaded Estelle. Yeah, I guess that's a story worth doing again, because a lot of people, while a lot of people are getting married nowadays, a lot of people still are getting divorced, and it can be so very, very messy. It can be so financially burdensome, especially when, there's some hard feelings. I mean, not only was I tired of Estelle, I hated her stinking guts. But I knew it was going to cost me an arm and a leg to get rid of her. I mean, we had a boat, house, cars, a Swedish bank account. I mean, we had a lot of stuff. Then it hit me. The ultimate plan to get rid of that sleaze bag. I started with Christmas. We hadn't been talking to each other for a while. The house was cold. Christmas, I went out and I bought her a very, very, very nice diamond. Some very intimate presents, too. I didn't just get her a cheap bottle of cologne. I got her presents that I had to do some thinking, things I knew she always wanted. I said, Estelle, I know a lot of people make New Year's resolutions, but I make one to love you more than I've ever loved you in my life. Estelle, my God, I love you! And I forced tears out of my eyes and I held her under the Christmas tree as she opened her goodies. She couldn't believe the change that had come over her Nino. And I kept it up. I'd hover the gaga with her every day, even though the thought of it turned my stomach. I'd get up to heave my guts. I'd say, I just want to take a shower so I can be fresh for you, honey. And I'd end up heaving my guts and just running the shower as camouflage noise. I got a cookbook. I cooked dinner for her. I made that woman feel totally at ease for weeks and months. I took her out to dinner. Took her out to movies. I talked to her. I gave up the Friday night poker game because I said I'd rather be with her. As tough as it was to do all this, I knew it was for the greater good. That's why in March I made my move. I was sitting at the desk doing our taxes when I started crying. Estelle came walking over. I said, Estelle, I just want the best for you. She said, well, what's the matter? I said, well, I'm doing these taxes here and we're just getting screwed, blued, and tattooed. I mean, it's not fair the way married people have to pay more taxes than single people. I'm so tempted to do what Fred and Ethel did. She said, well, what did Fred and Ethel do? I said, well, they got a divorce. Just so they could, file the taxes separately as single people. And then as soon as they filed, they got remarried again, saved themselves thousands of dollars. They're going to Hawaii with the money they save. But I don't know, Estelle, I just love you so much. I don't know if I can pull off a ruse like that. She said, oh, honey, if it'll make it better for us and for your income, I don't mind. I said, Estelle, I don't know. I don't know. She said, oh, I don't mind. If it'll make you feel better, maybe. I said, well, oh, I love you. She said, I love you too, Nino. The next day, we went to the lawyer's office. I said, we better not let the lawyer know we're doing this because we want to evade taxes. He might not do it. She said, I understand. She said, so what's the reason for the divorce? I said, oh, just basic incompatibility. We just want to dissolve the marriage. No fuss, no muss, no litigation. He said, you mean you'll just sign the papers? And Estelle said, that's right. I don't want anything, really. I just want to be on my own. Irretrievable breakdown. He said, okay, lady. You got rushed. She said, no, I just want to, dissolve it as quickly as possible. So sure enough, he drew up the papers. The next day we returned, we signed on the dotted line. He said, well, you are officially divorced now. Good luck to you. I said, thank you. Estelle and I left his office, both of us giggling conspiratorially, grinning like conspirators. We left the guy's office. Estelle said, honey, I want to get something for dinner, okay? I said, okay, dear, meet you back at the house. She said, okay. I ran home, called the locksmith. I changed every lock on the place. Every lock in the place. Sure enough, she came home about an hour later, tried her key. She said, honey! I stuck my head out of the second story window of the house. I said, what is it, dear? She said, my key doesn't fit the lock. I smiled down. I said, I know. Give my regards to your mother.
How does a free trip for...
You probably think I'm crazy when...